Hello.
Hello, Luz.
See.
Hey, this is Terrell calling from XPO Logistics, Best Buy Installation Service. How are you
Yes.
doing?
I'm good.
Good. Our technician Ramon had called to say he was unable to complete today.
Yeah, they didn't do nothing. They just want to bring the merchandise, and they don't want to connect the range, like the how you call that? That
The
kind
range
of
hood.
big, they don't want to put it right today. They just bring the stuff and that's it. And he want me to sign like everything is done already.
Okay, you say he what now? He was supposed to just drop it off or what?
Yeah, just drop it off. He said he called me before. Before coming here, we're just gonna go and look at. We're just gonna drop your that piece that they was gonna bring here for the kitchen, and I said, well, they're supposed to install it today because they've been here. They missed the other day. They're supposed to bring it the other day, and they didn't. We waited all day long, and nobody show up. That was the Monday. Last Monday, and nobody show up. And then today, he told me he was gonna just bring it in. And he came in and look at the whole stuff. He was talking to somebody else on the phone. And I told him that my husband did the 4x4 that and he also put the tube that is supposed to do there and the plug. Everything is done. He just got it. Just connect the hood there. That's all. I don't know what is so much problem. My husband said, don't say anything. Tell them to take it with them because there's always an excuse. I mean, I'm
Okay.
work. We work. And we have to do the stuff. We can't be waiting every day. Like you say one day and then the other day you have to come back four times already.
He said you were going to have someone else install it. Was that correct?
Yeah, he said he was somebody else was gonna install it.
Who said that, the technician or your husband?
No, the technician came here just to drop it.
Oh.
And somebody else supposed to come and install it.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have 2 days to, we work, we got people, we are busy,
And
We
he said
spent
you
one
didn't.
day to wait for you. The last time, nobody show up the whole day.
And he also said you didn't want to sign off for the delivery. Was that
No,
correct?
we didn't sign. My husband said, don't sign anything because they didn't do nothing. Entonces, then he said, well, I cannot leave it here. I'm going to take it with me. So he took it with him.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We don't have the whole, week to do a job, You say one day you come here and do your job. That's all you have to do. Put it in and, do whatever it is. Everything is done. They just have to connect it, probably with a drill or something, My husband put a 4x4. He went to the attic. He make the hole to that way the smoke comes out. He put that installation already. The only thing they have to do is to connect the that piece in there. The fan or whatever you call it.
Okay, they just have to connect the piece.
Yeah, they just have to connect the piece. Now he's saying the hole is too small, or I don't know. I don't know what size supposed to do. They didn't say no size. I mean, you do the connection, I don't know the size. We went to Lowe's and got the kit that was supposed to be there. And my husband went to the roof. He put the hole, opened the hole to connect that pipe to take the ventilation out. Everything is done. He put a plug up there in the ceiling. You cannot see it because it's on top of the ceiling, but it's there. I don't know
Okay.
what I really don't know what's the problem, you know. The
You.
last time with the stove, we did the same thing. They was gonna send somebody one day, and they bring the stove. Then they say somebody came. Hello, I cannot connect this because that's illegal. And then somebody else came another day, say something else. And then they all about three or four times for the range to be connected. I mean, you know, what is so difficult? My husband had to put it on because they couldn't even put it together and leave it, you know, like, okay, I cannot do the connection, but at least put it on top of the counter. My husband had to take everything apart and put it all together. It was no problem. He had to do the connection too. I mean, you know, we don't have every day to wait for you to do your job. I mean, you told me one day you come to bring this, you know, we wait for you and do your job, you know. That's why I took off, you know, waiting for you all day.
I'm sorry about this.
Yeah, we bought the whole
the
kitchen.
Telephone.
You know, we're making a brand new kitchen. So we still have the oven to wait for it and then the microwave.
So you were renovating your kitchen?
Yeah, we did already. You know, we just got to put it all together. You know, we got the other day they came from the to bring the how you call it the refrigerator, the stove, the microwave, and the oven. That's what we're waiting for, and the hood.
Now
we having a problem again with the hood. You know, like. One day say something and somebody came and too many people saying something and they don't want to do anything.
I want to make sure you call the store and let them know what happened today too.
Oh, well, my husband is trying to reach Armanda. Armanda, she's the cell girl. And he's calling her. He haven't got in touch with her. So as soon as we got in touch with somebody there, my husband probably going to go personally.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to give you a telephone number if you needed it, just to make sure.
Okay. Let me get grab a paper. Hold on.
Okay.
What's the number?
The number is
863-256-2561.
Yep. And then 1311.
1311.
Yes.
Okay, tell me the number again.
863-256-1311.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, it's nothing is so, so. What's up? I don't know why my husband gonna do. So. What is your name?
My name is Terrell.
Terrell. Okay, Terrell. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, and have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.